Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Meredith Dean Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. With that, family caregivers, you're going to talk about some programs coming up.
Yeah. So we have two programs coming up called the Empowered Caregiver. And we've got one coming up in Lacine, which is going to be a three-part series. And then we have a second one coming up in Lewisburg, which will be a four-part series. We've added one class on to the end of that. This is a new series that we're providing in cooperation with the Alzheimer's Association. And it is to really provide information to equip family caregivers. And when I talk about family caregivers are relatives, friends, or neighbors who are providing that unpaid assistance to individuals at home, whether it's someone who has a chronic condition or someone who has a disability. But they are individuals that are not trained healthcare providers. It's just folks like you and I. Lots of times what we see is someone who is caring for an aging parent. And sometimes, if not the majority of times, we can be thrust into this role and not really understanding kind of all of the pieces and parts, and then also not seeing on the back end of that the amount of stress that that can cause and frustration in not knowing what resources are available and stuff like that. And I can speak from personal experience. It is very helpful for me as a family caregiver to know where to go for help with things that I need and how do I get that time to myself where I can kind of de-stress. And the goal of the Empowered Caregiver that the Alzheimer's Association has created is to really give that information to the individual who is serving in that role, so empowering them to be better at helping their loved one. In Lacine, we're going to start our series on April 3rd, and we started with a program called Building the Foundations of Caregiving. And in that course or class or program, I don't want to make it sound too official because it's very casual, we're going to really talk about the role of the family caregiver and changes that the caregiver may experience. And then also look at how to build that support team and the importance of managing caregiver stress. So where can I go for help and how can I manage that stress that this new role is putting on me? And a lot of times we'll see people who are serving as a family caregiver, like myself. I was helping care for an ill parent when I still had a daughter in high school and I was still working a full-time job. So that increases a lot of stress. So building foundations of caregiving will help give some solutions to that. The second class that we're having on April 10th out at the Lacine Library is called Supporting Independence. And this is a really good program because it teaches us how to help our loved one take part in daily activities and providing that right amount of support. So we're going to balance safety and independence while still caring for our loved one. So when we come into the role as family caregiver, maybe it's just providing a little bit of care first, allowing our loved one to still feel that they have independence and control, and then increasing that amount of care as the disease progresses or aging progresses, whatever might be that particular issue. So starting slow and then kind of ramping up on things as needed. And then the final class at Lacine is going to be on April 17th, and it's called Exploring Care and Support Services. And this is how, where as a caregiver, we can plan for the future. So when it gets to the point where we need to look at things where we can no longer care for our loved one effectively at home, maybe the medical needs become too much, and we have to look at going into a facility for residential care or getting respite care to give the caregiver a break, or even looking at end-of-life care that might be needed. So this class really helps explore all of those topics and provides guidance and education on, again, where to go for help and make the plan that's going to be best for your family. So these three classes are going to be amazing. In Lacine, we're going to do those three dates from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And we do ask folks RSVP by calling the Lacine Library at 913-757-2151. We're going to do the same series in Lewisburg, as I mentioned, at the Lewisburg Library. And we're going to start that series on April 8th. And we will do every week, so we'll do the Foundations of Caregiving on April 8th, Supporting Independence on April 15th, and then on April 22nd, we are adding a fourth class in there, and this one is called Managing Money, A Caregiver's Guide to Finances, and that helps the caregiver understand the cost of caregiving and the benefits of early planning for the future, and that kind of rolls into if we have to move into a facility, for example. So what finance of fraud in Medicare, for example. So we'll talk a little bit about things to watch out for that might be fraud. And then we'll finish up that series on April 29th with the Exploring Care and Support Services, kind of planning for the future. For Lewisburg Library, we ask that people call 913-837-2217 to sign up for that series. And just as always, we have all of this information on our website. Visit meredithzine.kstate.edu or give our office a call at 913-294-4306, and we can let you know which classes we have where and the numbers to call to RSVP.
Sounds like another important class to be taking. Make sure you guys get that thing signed up. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extended District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Job.